President Bush is expected to talk about the economy and education when he visits Janesville and Racine. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle says Republican claims of turning the economy around aren't reflected in unemployment figures. Racine's jobless rate is the highest in the state.
In Racine in particular, it has been the loss of manufacturing jobs that have led to that. And the same is true in the Janesville-Beloit metro area with an unemployment rate of 6.2%.
Bush supporters say it's wrong for the Democratic governor to cherry-pick the state's hardest-hit areas and pin the blame solely on the president. Chris Lados with the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
The fact remains that overall Wisconsin is doing extremely well in terms of its unemployment rate, which is lower than the national average.
On the issue of education, Governor Doyle says the president is not funding academic achievement reform as promised. Many school districts have complained that tests and teacher improvements required under the federal No Child Left Behind Act are being shortchanged.
And his failure to live up to that promise costs Wisconsin somewhere between $80 and $100 million a year.
Doyle says that money could be spent hiring 3,000 new teachers. Republicans say President Bush has put more money into education than his Democratic predecessor. Lados' criticism about the cost of education reform is unwarranted.
All this harumphing from the left, I think, disguises the fact that they're just not happy with the idea of accountability for our public school system.
The president is visiting two counties which split last election. Rock County voted for Al Gore by a substantial margin, while Racine County narrowly went to George W. Bush. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.